In Paul's words to Timothy, there are prophetic declarations of the conditions to exist in the last days. Let us read what is written and seek to ascertain just how near we may be now in these days to what is called the last days. First, let us say that the term the last days depicts the end times of the day of grace. Now, the day of grace is that day which began at Pentecost and has continued to the present time, but will terminate with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to the air to take home to his Father's house all who are his own. We read that the dead in Christ shall be raised first, and then we, that is the believer, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now then, the day of grace will give way to the day of judgment. The day of judgment will begin with the period known as the tribulation, a time of 7 years, as prophesied by Daniel the prophet in his prophecy, is still to be fulfilled. And this period of tribulation, of judgment, is confirmed by the Apostle John in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. But now let us read, first of all, 2 Timothy 3:1-5, and pay careful attention to what the Spirit of God writes through Paul to young Timothy. This know also, that in the last days perilous or difficult times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, and from such turn away. And then over in the 4th chapter of the same epistle, in verse 3, we read, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Back in the 1st epistle of Timothy, in chapter 4, verse 1, we also read these words, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Now, these three passages from Timothy, written by Paul, inspired by the Spirit of God, show to us the character of the last days. And I'm sure that every thinking person will declare that these conditions exist today, and consequently, we feel that we are in those last days. Days of grace are waning. Day of judgment is coming. God would have us to be awake to the fact that these conditions exist. Certainly, you might say, well, these things always did exist from the time of man's history. Well, to a degree, that is perhaps right. But never in the history of man have these things progressed to such a degree as we see them today. And especially is it true in the line of a turning away from the truth of God. The apostasy, that which speaks of truth having been rejected, once perhaps embraced at least nominally. For an apostate is not a child of God. He is a professing Christian, but who, having known the truth, has rejected it. He has never received it to the salvation of his soul. Christendom is marked by such today. There are those, for instance, who are listening to fables. There are all kinds of sects, religions of men, philosophies of men. The false cults are multiplying. Why is this? Why, simply because men turn their ears away from the truth. It's a serious thing, dear listening friend, to hear the truth of God and to refuse it, not to accept it. Because then one opens his ear to fables. This is what is happening. In connection with what Paul said, the latter times should manifest a giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The increase of this in the last 5 years is so great. One reads of it in the current public magazines of the country. The newspapers are full of it. Men turning to witchcraft and to the doctrines of Satan. This has never been to this extent in the land such as which you and I live, and in the lands where the gospel has hitherto been known. It's true that demonology, witchcraft, has taken place in the heathen lands where the truth of God was not received. But today, we see the truth of God in so-called Christian lands being rejected, being turned aside. And what is happening? Souls are being turned to fables. Doctrines of demons are being received. And thereby, God and His judicial government, dear friend, is sealing the doom of those who reject His truth. You cannot treat the truth of God with indifference and go unscathed. God demands that you receive His truth, or else you will bow beneath His judgment. Now, in these days, the people of God are promised that they shall have persecution if they stand for the truth. As Paul himself said, persecutions and afflictions he endured. And then in verse 12 of chapter 3 to 2 Timothy, he says, "Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." We can be prepared for that. And it also, you notice, he tells us that these evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So we cannot expect any betterment of the situation, of the conditions that exist today. The only hope is the coming of the Lord Jesus to take His own out of the world, and then God is going to judge the world in righteousness. But now Paul encourages young Timothy, in the face of these conditions, however, to continue. He says, "Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of." Dear friend, dear Christian friend, God grant that you will turn afresh to the resource that He has given to you. What is that, do you say? He has given to you and to me the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures are the guide, the safeguard for all who will heed them as their directive. This is what God has given. The Scriptures will never change. They will never pass away. And the Holy Scriptures are inspired, or as the word really is, God-breathed. In fact, every word from Genesis to Revelation is God-breathed. And God intends that these Scriptures should make one wise unto salvation. They are the only source of truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Daniel the prophet refers to them as the Scriptures of truth. Truth, dear listening friend, is what men need. Truth is what you need. Truth is what God has given. He has given it to us in His holy word. To turn away from the truth brings on the conditions of the last days. It is not a lack of the knowledge of the truth that dooms men, but rather is it the rejection of that knowledge. And when truth is turned away from, there remains nothing but fables. And when truth is not received, a lie is believed. There is no middle ground. The Lord Jesus said to Pilate, "Everyone who is of the truth heareth my voice." In John 10, Jesus had said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." I wonder if my listening friend has heard the voice of Jesus. And you have received that word, and you have become one of his sheep through faith in him. Well, Pilate, in response to the Lord's statement, asked the question, "What is truth?" But it is asked in insincerity, and perhaps even in mockery, because he did not wait for an answer. He turned around and went out. Oh, I trust that every listener today really wants to know the answer to that question, "What is truth?" That you have a genuine desire to know what truth is and where that truth is to be found. Dear friend, truth is heard in the voice of the Lord. And his voice is heard in his written word, the divine revelation of the Holy Scriptures, the Scripture of truth, the Bible, the Word of God. Now let me ask you, have you heard his word? Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." It's no just mere book that you have in your hand. It's the book of God. The words are the words of spirit. They are the words of life. The divine Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. And the written word is the word of truth. And it is the word of truth, dear friend, that is presented in the gospel, the good news, that gives eternal life and all the attendant spiritual blessings to those who believe the truth, who receive the truth. Now, the written word of truth presents the living word of truth. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The truth. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You cannot know truth apart from Jesus Christ. You cannot know the Father apart from Jesus Christ. But knowing the truth will make you wise to salvation. Paul tells Timothy the Scriptures has made him wise to salvation. Salvation is of the Lord, dear friend. It's not of yourself. It's nothing that you have to do to procure it. Salvation is that which has been provided in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and based upon his finished work, which has settled the whole question of sin. Salvation is found in him and in him alone. Paul goes on to say, the Scriptures made Timothy wise unto salvation. How? Through faith that is in Christ Jesus. Through faith, not by works. By grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. In John chapter 8, the Lord Jesus says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The divine certainty of the knowledge of truth is in contrast with the agnostic philosophies of the day. In 2 Timothy, we read of those who are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And why is it? Because the philosopher is searching for truth in the wrong area. His ear is turned away from the truth of the Word of God. If you want truth, you find it in the Holy Word, in Christ himself. Simple faith in God's Word gives a knowledge of the truth, and it gives a freedom from all the darkness of human reasoning and the superstitiousness of unbelief. Dear friends, the doctrines of demons and the seducing spirits are all made to flee when the light of God's truth comes to bear upon your soul. As the sun rays dispel the darkness of the night, the rays of the truth of God will free you from the sinister darkness of sin and death and judgment. It is this that brings a believer also into the perfect light and warmth of the presence of God Himself. God is light, and God is love. Dear friends, do you know Him? Do you have this knowledge? Have you been made free indeed? If you have received the love of the truth, God has saved you. And if not, the truth of God stands before you today in the written word and is presented that you might hear it with your ears. And we are trusting that faith will thus be produced by the word of God as you listen to it. God desires that you believe His word, that you receive His truth. He wants you to be set free. When you believe His truth, when you receive the truth, you become one of His children. You become a partaker of His nature, the divine nature. You become a possessor of eternal life and a lover of Christ and His word, which is the truth of God. I must warn, however, that should you neglect or reject this salvation and the proclamation of the truth of the Scriptures, which would make you wise unto salvation, and if you do not put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll mean your eternal judgment and damnation. Let me read in 2 Thessalonians a passage of Scripture that brings this before us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The apostle is unfolding the truth as to the plight of the Christless professor, the one who has the form of godliness, such as we read in 2 Timothy 3, but denies the power thereof. In a word, he does not know Christ as his Savior. He is not converted to God. And this passage in 2 Thessalonians shows the plight of that one after the Lord comes and takes his own to the glory. Then shall that wicked, that is the Antichrist, be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose working is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I don't know of any more solemn words in the whole Word of God than what we've read here that bring before us this wonderful fact, amazing fact, terrifying fact. It's the truth of God, that those who receive not the love of the truth, who believe not God, God is going to give them to believe the lie that they might be damned. Dear friend, I warn you, if you turn your ear away from the truth, you'll be turned to a fable and to damnation. But this need not be. God grant that today you'll receive Him who is the truth. By simple faith, take Him as your own Savior and be free indeed.